Today we're going to be sitting down with Nick Mira. He's actually a 17-year-old producer from LA. He's the one who produced Juice WRLD's Lucid Dreams instrumental. Very popular song, so he's really talented. He's working with a lot of upcoming artists. He uses DAW software, which is a digitalized audio workspace. So he uses FL Studio to come up with great creative instrumentals. He gets a lot of his inspiration from modern trap artist producers such as TM88 and Metro Boomin, as well as Murda Beats. So here he is. I have a question for you. So what's your studio like? Where do you work? Do you work from your house or?
Man, I got two speakers, TV up there on my desk, everything, you know, real home studio.
I heard the song was inspired by a movie or sampled from a movie. Can you explain the kind of history behind the beat?
I was making the song, actually the original sample, Sting, Shape My Heart. I was watching a movie, The Professional, Leon the Professional. It was an outro song. I heard it. I thought it was crazy. I had to flip it into my own beat. That's when I heard it. And then, yeah, it's pretty much where I got the sample from.
So how did you meet Juice WRLD? How did you end up collabing?
I met Juice by my my homeboy DT, aka Side Piece, around say like 2 years ago. He was on Twitter. He met him. He's like, yo, I found this kid. He's from Chicago. He's got like 300 SoundCloud followers. He sounds dope. We should start working with him. Ever since then, we've just been sending him stuff, and he's just been knocking out hits. I believe it may have been around July or June last year. I remember I have the group chat. I texted it to him like, yo, this is crazy. The next day or 2 days after, he sent it back. And I was like, this is all right. I was like, cool. And then like after a week passed, I started playing it like crazy. I was like, this is insane. Then we uploaded it and now it's number one on SoundCloud.
You said the song was sampled. I was wondering if you could walk us through the sampling process and try to explain it in simple terms for people who don't actually know how to produce music.
Yeah, so whenever I have a sample, I don't want to just use the sample as it is, so I want to, you know, tweak it to my own liking. So I actually, it took me like 30 minutes to do because I'm not the most skilled piano player, but I got the piano roll up in FL Studio and I figured out the notes, the guitar and the sample, and I laid out this first key pattern. Yeah, real smooth, real melodic. Yeah, I play by ear, so I just gotta keep messing around until it sounds right. Once I had that, I copied it over and played a contact guitar on it. Sounds more realistic.
Do you have any tips for upcoming producers or upcoming artists in the music industry?
Tips. All right. Number one tip when you want to get in the industry is find people around you that are going to support you. Find yourself a lawyer. It's very important. I'm very grateful for my lawyer and manager, Bird Navarro. I got Taz Taylor, he, you know, took me under his wing about a couple years ago. And just surround yourself around the right people if you want to become something good. That's what I said.
Here's the finished product of the song.